This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Beginning today, Dallas's free streetcar from downtown to Methodist Hospital is expanding. It stretches even farther into Oak Cliff. The groundbreaking line now reaches the Bishop Arts District. It's been a year and a half since the country's first hybrid-powered streetcars departed Union Station in downtown for Methodist Hospital, here at Colorado and Beckley.
Doors will open to the left.
With the latest $23 million extension now complete, this line rolls another three-quarters of a mile into the heart of Oak Cliff. Rider Vicki Justice waited at the hospital stop on a bench in the shade.
I just like to watch it grow, expand. I've seen the beginning of it, and now I see the new routes, and I'm like, whoa, I'm amazed. It's peaceful out here. I love it. I love the Bishop's Art area.
The city built the line in part to make it easier for people to reach popular spots like Bishop Arts and vital destinations like Methodist Hospital. Bob Boguski, a field supervisor for DART, Dallas Area Rapid Transit, expects this expansion will draw more people like Vicki Justice to the streetcar.
Now that school's back in session, I think you're going to see an upswing in ridership. When the state fair comes, I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of carryover coming from the fair saying, why don't we go for lunch or dinner down in Bishop Arts? It's a free ride. Come on down.
Now may be an especially good time to come on down for a streetcar ride. Frank Honeycutt, with Dallas's Public Works Department, says it may not be free forever.
There are places around the country that have streetcars that operate them free, and there are some places that charge a fare. In both cases, they're doing well. We'll have to evaluate what's the best situation here.
The Dallas streetcar rolls with bragging rights. It's the nation's first hybrid streetcar. In segments along the route, there's no pole connected to an overhead electric line. That's when the car is powered by internal batteries. They recharge at certain stops. Angelina Serrano lives by one of those stops, Methodist Hospital.
We go downtown on the weekends because we live off the street line. So me and my husband will take the kids and we'll make it a trip. We'll ride the streetcar down. There's lots of restaurants by the Omni. And then by 11, we ride the train back and we have like a Saturday night out without having to drive. It's actually brought us to downtown more.
Serrano's sold on the streetcar's convenience. Pushing her one-year-old in a stroller, she's about to board the line to get her seven-year-old son from school. She says he's already pushing for his independence.
He actually asked me about that, if I think that like in 2 years he could ride the train. Because it's a straight shot, it would be two stops away. And that's much safer than crossing the street and stuff.
Dallas is young compared to cities like New York or Chicago, where the public transit system's older and more efficient. Dallas grew with cars, and despite more rail plans here, getting everywhere on DART may never be easy. Frank Honeycutt is optimistic that streetcar ridership will grow.
With the younger part of the population, if they could give up their cars, many of them, they'd be happy to do it.
There are plans to extend the streetcar to the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center downtown, and also connect it to the McKinney trolley line uptown. The city will need federal funding first to make that a reality. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.